more and more manifest, and yet more and more inexplicable as time goes on. The key words to the mystery are flying saucers, or as the United States Air Force calls them, UFOs, unidentified flying objects. And the mystery itself is, what are they? Tonight we're going to attempt to find out as we speak with Edward J. Rubel, former head of the United States Air Force Project Blue Book, investigating flying saucers and author of the recently published book, The Report on Unidentified Flying Objects. Mr. Rubel, you headed up the official Air Force investigation of these strange objects in the sky for 2 years, during which time you created the term UFO. For purposes of clarification, would you explain the meaning of UFO as the Air Force understands it, and how, if at all, it differs from the public conception of the phrase flying saucers?
Well, sir, UFO, the Air Force means anything that's in the sky that cannot be immediately identified as something that is known. I think for most people, the general public, the term flying saucer can mean actually just shaped objects. This is sort of a misnomer because only 5% of our reports go actually just shaped objects.
I see.
Well, when was the first of these UFO sighted in this country, Mr. Rubel, and under what circumstances?
The first UFO, of course, the first official UFO was reported on late in the afternoon of June 24, 1947, when a gentleman named Kent Arnold was flying his fighter plane near Mount Rainier in the state of Washington. He saw nine objects flying along by the mountain, and when he landed, he talked to a newspaper man, and he tried in the saucer, sticking his soft wire, hence the name flying saucer.
Mm-hmm.
There is another report that people does amount as far back as part of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
However, we look at these, and they don't have all the aspects of the present day flying saucers.
Is there anything I see you know about these reports, Mr. Rubel?
Yes, sir. The plot of the frequency of these reports shows rare interstellar peak every July. This is a check in 1953. We try to correlate information against the speech, liquor consumption, some foods, planets, tides, and phases of the moon, weather, various things like that, and we're never able to explain why these reports do peak in July and also show a minor peak just before Christmas. So now, could you describe some of the typical ways in which the UFOs have been sighted? Well, the events reports are ones that are since in various occasions of what the people have seen. One of the more famous of these reports is a love of light. The four college professors went to great odds to try to determine what they were looking at. As it paid off, he said later on, a person was able to show that these were natural phenomena. Some of our better unknowns, of course, are something military, where radar has picked something up and pilots have gone up and confirmed it. In many cases, the mere fact that they did check on these very closely led to an answer. However, in other cases, checks that the people went through proved that they couldn't come up with an answer, and added a lot more weight to the report, and led many people to believe that these were interplanetary spaceships.
Well, now, would you describe some of these possible natural explanations?
We were very familiar with all of natural explanations. As far back as 1948, a report was written dealing with light being refracted to an inversion light. During the war, we went Texas, on several occasions to see car headlights in the air caused by the headlights of the car on the ground being refracted in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And in a couple of cases, it's about slow rolling airplane trying to get out of the way. We know it's turbulence behind a fast aircraft can reflect light like a mirror and give the illusion of a saucer shaped object following the airplane. I've seen that too. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's many other things, stars, signs, UAVs, shaped clouds, sun dogs. All of these were familiar to us and we were able to pick them out.
Actually, now what about the school of holes? They are all meteors or balloons. And what is all we talk about is secret experimental and saucer shaped Navy aircraft being the culprit.
We think they want to report.
opponents in, UFOs did.
Well, I certainly don't think that anyone knows enough about the UFOs to draw any definite conclusions. Anything that I would have to say would only be an opinion. If we're trying to be objective about it, my opinion would be good.
Well, in other words, you don't want to comment.
That's right.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Everdell, for bringing us the factual story about Thorntown. It has one of the most exciting mysteries of our time. Unidentified flying objects, or the flying saucers.